This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
Sharpiegate, the national media thinks they've finally got the president on this one. Will this be what brings him down forever? And Democrats want to ban everything to save climate change. 855-839-1210. Welcome back to the Cioli Show on Twitter at Rich Cioli and Facebook.com/Cioli Show. Part of the reason of why I want to get everybody together for a debate watch party next week, Thursday night, which will be at the FOP Lodge 5 in the greater Northeast, far Northeast. It's the reason why we're going to do this is because, first of all, I love the camaraderie. Secondly, it's craziness. It's absolute nonsense what comes on that stage. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. So that's going to be Thursday night, the 12th, at the FOP Lodge 5. And look, I'm going to ask you, and you don't have to, but if you want to pitch in a few bucks for the FOP Survivors Fund, they've had, as you know, in this city, we've had a bunch of cops shot lately, and the Survivors Fund does a lot to help their families. So we'll talk more about that as we get closer, but just keep that in mind. It'll be a lot of fun. And you don't have to, you don't have to donate to come. We'll have Cioli Army shirts, and maybe, you know, if you make a donation, maybe you'll get a shirt kind of a thing. Maybe we can figure something else out. Well, we'll talk about it. But either way, mark your calendar, September 12th for the next Democrat debate watch party. And I do this because it's insanity. It's absolute insanity to watch this stuff. And this is a great example. This montage was put together by Grabian, and they have all of the Democrats from the Climate Forum and all of the things they want to ban, okay? It was a 7-hour global warming forum. The ratings for it were a disaster, shocking. Shocking that people didn't want to sit around and watch a 7-hour global warming climate change extravaganza hosted by some of the most boring people in media. Cut one.
Would you support changing the dietary guidelines?
The
food pyramid, but people are
yes.
to reduce red meat specifically.
Yes, I would.
Do you ban plastic straws?
I think we should. Yes.
So there would you ban offshore drilling?
Yes.
Just today, the Trump administration announced plans to overturn requirements on energy-saving light bulbs. Would you reinstate those requirements as president?
If you can get electricity from a light bulb that utilizes 1/10 of the power that an old incandescent light bulb used, of course you're going to do that.
We have to take combustion engine vehicles off the road as rapidly as we can.
Educating everyone on the need to curb population growth seems a reasonable campaign to enact. Would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address climate catastrophe?
Well, Martha, the answer is yes. I think, especially in poor countries around the world, where women do not necessarily want to have large numbers of babies, and where they can have the opportunity through birth control to control the number of kids they have, something I very, very strongly support.
Let's talk about offshore drilling for oil. Would you ban it?
Yes.
Would you ban offshore drilling? Absolutely yes. We will transition off of fossil fuels, natural gas, coal, oil.
What about the export of fossil fuels from the United States? Would you ban that?
Absolutely, we must get to that point.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
I'm in favor of a carbon-free America.
In my administration, we're not going to build any new nuclear power plants.
We should set out the rules for what kind of plant, you know, coal-burning plants. No one's going to build another coal-burning. We've got to shut the ones down we have.
We're going to end factory farming. Because that is not only, that is a danger to the environment and to climate change. You know, there will be a transition. There will be a transition and there will be some pain there.
Well, there you go. The Freedom Party. The party of freedom. Now, Joe Biden is so dumb. Literally, that little clip of him saying, no new coal-burning plants and we're going to shut the ones down that we have. That is all the Trump campaign needs to do to play in Pennsylvania, Ohio. Just play it over and over again. Goodbye, presidency. Goodbye, Pennsylvania. C'est la vie. It's over. It is over for Joe Biden. See, I knew this would happen. I told you. I'm never wrong on this stuff. You got to listen to me. You got to understand I'm never wrong on this stuff. I said to you a year ago, the biggest problem for Joe Biden is going to be this. In order to win the nomination, he's got to go kooky left on the climate, and he's going to fall into the trap and go kooky left. And he's going to wind up coming out and saying stupid things that are going to kill him in the general election, like banning coal. There you go. We got to shut down the coal burning plants we have now. He's going to reinvigorate the war on coal that the previous administration had. It's one of the reasons why the president did so well in Pennsylvania and West Virginia. And it also is the reason why he does well in Ohio and Michigan. And the reason why he does well in these places, because they get the joke. Banning the banning cars, okay, that rely on fossil fuels, the combustion engine, banning these cars is not what auto workers want to hear in those states. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that they're going to lose their jobs. You know who else doesn't want to hear it? Mechanics. Mechanics don't want to hear it. I got news for you. But a lot of mechanics make their living doing oil changes. It's true. I know. And this is something that these idiots also forget. Guys who are mechanics, who work on cars, who do oil changes, and believe me, I know this firsthand, changing your oil is not exactly for everybody. I know this for a fact. We all remember the oil story from a few years ago where I filled my car with about 7 extra gallons of oil and it was burning, and I took it to the dealership and they said, "What is happening here?" I remember I was bucking, I'm bucking on the Schuylkill, and I'm bucking, and I take it to the dealership and they go, "You got about 7 gallons of extra oil. What did you do?" I said, "I don't know, is it low oil? I just kept adding oil to it." They said, "Well, then use the dipstick and look at it." And I went, I don't know.
Did they call you a dipstick?
Pretty much. I think it's why they named it that. For the people that can't actually use it. So the guys who actually know how to change oil themselves, if you can do this at your house, great. Good for you. I mean, people do it. But most of us take our car to the dealership or to our friends. Like I go, Mongo's Tire. It's where I go. Mongo's, they take care of my cars. They change my oil for me. I'm in and out. It's great. But they do it. I mean, they do a good job. They don't want to hear that we're going to get rid of the combustion engine. I mean, you know, these electric vehicles, this whole myth of the electric vehicle now being what's going to be the future. And you notice they're not just talking about encouraging you to buy one. Like they did that years ago. You know, they gave you all these rebates. Buy a Tesla, buy a Chevy Volt, whatever the hell it is. We'll give you a rebate. We'll give you a tax incentive. It didn't achieve what they wanted because Americans love cars, and Americans love cars that actually can go more than 120 miles and need a charge. So now they want to ban them. It's what look, this is the Democrat Party today. This is the Democrat Party. And for you mainline moderate Democrats with your Chablis this weekend, this is what your party's become. Your party has become the party of banning cars, banning and seizing cars. Does this seem like a rational, sane party to you? Come on. Come on. Be honest with me. You know it and I know it. You might be listening right now and thinking to yourself, you know what? I like this Zioli guy. It makes a lot of sense. But, you know, I disagree with him politically. But you know in your heart right now that I'm right. If you're a Democrat, you know. They've lost their minds. The party's too far left. You know this. This is not your mom and dad's Democrat. Well, maybe it is. I mean, if they were around in the 60s and watched McGovern and Humphrey and all those the craziness of the Democrats in the late 60s. But, you know, this is not the John F. Kennedy Democrats. This is certainly not the Ed Rendell or the greater Casey Democrats. This Democrat Party is loco, baby. And they are just committing political suicide. They have managed in that one little montage to now lose every mechanic in America, every co-worker in America, every person who works in fossil fuel in America, every person who works in natural gas in America, every person who works in nuclear power in America. Think of how many blue-collar workers they lost in just that little montage from Grabian. Just think about that. Think about it from that perspective. Now, I know there are some of you listening. And they go, "Oh, but Zioli, why are you such a climate denier?" Dude, I'm not a climate denier, but I'm telling you this right now. You could take every single fossil fuel burning vehicle off the road tomorrow, and your little electric cars are not going to do a damn thing because electric cars require electricity. And electricity is part of what they say is the problem. So then I turn around and I say, okay, here's a solution. Nuclear power. And they don't want that either. America's mother-in-law, the former Native American, Elizabeth Warren, wants to ban nuclear power. So the literally now, the only thing the modern Democrat Party will allow is windmills and solar power. And I maybe hydropower, I don't know, but I'm sure there's going to be a fish that gets hurt, and they won't allow that soon either. So it'll be wind power, because they don't like birds, and also it'll be solar power. And that's it. I mean, this is ridiculous. Just listening to that, and of course, banning plastic straws. So the federal government, the United States government, as we're finally trying to get the government to get out of, say, the war on pot, right? Which I've long advocated. I've said for a long time. This is a states' rights issue. There is no amendment in the Constitution that bans drugs. So this is a states' issue, not a federal government issue. And if the states want to legalize marijuana, the federal government should have no say in the matter. No say. Because they did not do it the right way through the Constitution. When we banned alcohol, we did it the right way through an amendment, which was then, of course, overturned. But the government under FDR just decided to start going after marijuana. And there's reasons for that, by the way, that totalitarian. But remember something, though. The Trump administration has been outstanding on this issue. They have stayed completely out of it. They've let states do whatever they want on marijuana. States are now selling marijuana. They're legalizing marijuana. They're using it for medical. The Trump administration signed a law allowing hemp to now be a legal product used for farming, used for production, medicine, etc. And the Democrats want to ban straws. Now, which party in your mind stands for freedom when I give you those two comparisons side by side? On the one side, on the right, on the far right dictator who has said to all 50 states in America, do whatever you want on pot. I'm staying out of it. You handle it. Even though technically it's against the law on the federal level. He has not sent the DEA in to shut down these states. He hasn't arrested governors for being drug dealers. And then on the left, you have straw bans. You have straw bans where they want to now make it a federal crime to have a plastic straw. Have we lost our minds here? So again, I want to ask the reasonable, moderate, mainline Democrats, is this really your party? Is this really a party? Are you proud of this party? Are you proud of this group of wackos? And I'm telling you right now, your great white hope, Joe Biden, that's a phrase, by the way. It's not supposed to be a racial term. It's just one of those phrases. But I know that in this world of political correctness, I have to say that. So, you know. But your great white hope, Joe Biden, he just lost the general election again last night in that climate forum. He can't help himself. He's too stupid. He's too stupid. Or maybe just deep down inside, he doesn't want it bad enough. I don't know. But when he stood up and said he's going to shut down coal burning plants and he won't allow any more new ones. You can't win Pennsylvania being anti-coal. The Democrats should have learned that lesson in 2016. Look, I've advised a lot of candidates. I've advised winning candidates. I've advised a person who won the presidency of the United States of America. I can't name names, and I won't name names. But it's not a Democrat, and he's been president recently, so I can't name. But I can't name names. I don't want to name names. You know what it is? Here's the thing about why I won't name names. Let me just tell you. Remember that recently under the President Trump, there was the gatekeeper who said things about his daughter. Remember that?
Yes.
And she was fired. Now, I didn't know this because I didn't, but I talked to my buddy yesterday and he told me that, do you know the night of the election, she cried that Trump won? The gatekeeper, not happy tears, sad tears.
Yeah.
So why he continues to surround himself with never Trumpers, I don't understand. But these people that work for him and then go on and they write these books and these tell-alls and these rats like Scaramucci who then turn on the guy. And I have no respect for these people that do this. None. And a lot of these people have violated some serious confidentiality agreements. And I'm telling you something right now. I don't have $10 million to sue. I just want to update my bathroom.
It's true.
I don't have $10 million lying around.
No,
you understand what I mean, Dawn?
Yeah.
So first of all, I'm a man who respects the essence of a non-disclosure agreement. You sign something, you agree to it. B, I'm loyal. I'm Italian. It's a thing. Unlike the mooch, I'm loyal to the people that have given me a paycheck in my life.
You would think that his people, I mean, that's...
Right? It's
that's,
my people.
Yeah.
And C, I don't have $10 million.
Wow.
I work in radio in the year 2019. Yeah,
those days of the giant contracts are behind us.
I would just love an hour of free parking from when the show ends to when the meters kick in. That's all I, at this point, would just love that. Oh, I don't know if that's...
And security.
Right, because
a safe place.
A safe place. That's all we're at. We're not even asking for much, Dawn. Right. You know what I mean?
Just a little bit.
But I've advised a lot of winning candidates, including a president of the United States, and I'm telling you right now, these are the dumbest Democrat advisors working right now in the history of politics. These people are the biggest dopes. I don't know who they are, but you know as well as I do, there are smart Democrat operatives out there who are going, what are they doing? What are they doing? All they're doing in their quest to win the nomination by going so far left, and they're really worried because America's mother-in-law is now overtaking Joe Biden in some polls as the front runner. She's not going to win. I'm telling you right now, she can't win. There's not a guy in America who's going to vote for her. Even woke lefties, they won't admit it, but they can't vote for that. They can't listen to that. Guys, you're done. I'm telling you right now.
So you rightly point out about nuclear energy. It's not carbon-based, but the problem is it's got a lot of risks associated with it, particularly the risks associated with the spent fuel rods that nobody can figure out how we're going to store these things for the next bazillion years. So here's how I see it. In my administration, we're not going to build any new nuclear power plants. Mm. And we are going to start weaning ourselves off nuclear energy and replacing it with renewable fuels over. We're going to get it all done by 2035, but I hope we're getting it done faster than that. That's the plan.
Yeah. You want to listen to that for 4 years?
No.
Here's how this is going to work. I understand you want to watch the football game today. I understand. I get it. Appetizers are at 2 o'clock. I worked very hard. I hand-rolled the asparagus wraps, okay? And we're going to wean ourselves off of beer at about 4:30.
Oh, no.
Sorry, guys, you're done.
I don't want to have another Thanksgiving like we had last year. So we're going to wean ourselves off beer at about 4:30. I'm sorry, but we're not fighting at the table this year. One day a year.
Sorry, guys, you're done.
All right. So she's now overtaking Joe Biden as the front runner of the campaign. And Joe Biden is I don't know if it's just that he really is just that out of it. But to stand up there and on multiple occasions now say to co-workers, to coal people, you're done. You're out of a job. You're losing Pennsylvania. And I said it on election night of 2016. And I'm never wrong. I like once in a while I'm wrong, but it's very rare. It's rare and it's a minor stuff. Like I mispronounced the word solder because I called it solder because I don't know how to do freaking plumbing. You know what I mean? Like, all right, yes, I was wrong on my pronunciation of that.
Which was very funny.
Which is very funny. Thank you. Solder. So why is there a silent L in the word? Can anyone explain that to me? What the hell is a silent L doing in the word?
It's Latin.
It's Latin.
I'm kidding.
Oh, all right. I was like, I mean, I thought I was e pluribus solder. E pluribus solder? Is that on the back of the nickel? Anyway, I am not wrong on politics ever, and I've advised a lot of candidates, and my advice is always great, and my advice is really smart. And I said on the election night of 2016, Dawn, what did I say? We were on the air together, of course, as we have been all these years. Yes. What did I say? Whoever wins
Pennsylvania
will
win the presidency.
And what happened?
He won.
Right. And he won because a lot of coal people and the people that live in coal towns voted for him. And I'm saying it again now, mark it down, whoever wins Pennsylvania on November election day of 2020, I'm not good with calendars either, will be the next president of the United States. But also in that clip, they also ticked off every guy who works on cars. They constantly go after boats and yachts and the people that work on boats and yachts with their war on billionaires. I mean, they are running the dumbest political strategy in the history of politics right now.
It's just the rich people who can buy boats and yachts. It's definitely not the workers who work on them or the people who sell them.
You're so right, Greg. And there are no mechanics on planes.
No, come on. They fly themselves.
They fly themselves, and you don't land in, and you don't do the ball bearings on the private planes. Come on, guys.
It's all ball bearings nowadays.
Yeah. You need a refresher?
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I don't understand how anybody thinks you're going to win blue-collar voters, working-class voters, by saying the things that they said in that montage. I don't understand how anybody thinks that. It's gone from it's the economy stupid to now it's try to destroy as many jobs as possible under the guise of climate change. And this now they're going to seize electric cars and they're going to ban the combustion engine and straws. No, I'm sorry. It's not about being a climate denier. This is political stupidity. This is political stupidity. And you woke millennials, listen to me. You are handing Donald Trump his reelection. And I thank you for that. I really do. I thank you for that. I really do. Personally speaking. But you are running, without a question, the dumbest campaign in the history of politics. And now also this. Now, CBS This Morning, to a 2020 Democrat, I keep telling you how they keep raising the bar of give you this, free that, free this, free that. So the idea of a $1,000 a month to every American, the plan, $1,000 a month, Andrew Yang, who's anti-circumcision, he wants to seize your car and then buy it back from you and then give you a free electric vehicle and also give you free money. CBS This Morning, Anthony Mason sits down and actually has a rational, well, in his mind, I guess, rational conversation about all this. Take a listen.
Yang's solution, the cornerstone of his campaign, is the freedom dividend. He'd pay every adult $1,000 a month, no strings attached, and fund it in part with a 10% value-added tax on business production.
The Tax Foundation, which is a conservative think tank, has run the numbers and says basically they don't think your math adds up, that you couldn't pay for a benefit that significant with the funds that you're talking about raising here.
They're correct that it's not that the revenue pays for it dollar for dollar.
Right.
But what they overlook is that if you put this money into Americans' hands, the money doesn't disappear. Where does it go? It goes back into our consumer economy and circulates over and over again.
The argument is it would discourage people from working. Would it make more sense to guarantee people jobs, like
sure.
Bernie Sanders is promising?
Yeah, why not? Guarantee them jobs, too. Oh, guarantee them money and jobs. Why not guarantee them both?
Raise the stakes.
Raise the stakes. So I'll give you a job and money. You choose. You get the choice. All right, so think about it now. We got guaranteed health care. We're going to pay back your college debt. I, as president, this is my plan. This is how I'm going to win. All right? This is how I'm going to win. Ready? See, remember Rush did Operation Chaos years ago to get Hillary Clinton the nomination?
Yes.
All right, let's do Operation Chaos. I'll run as a Democrat, and I'll get elected. I'll win the nomination. All right? And then we'll be okay. Here's how we'll do this. This will be my plan. Here's what I'm going to give.
Oh, no.
I'm going to guarantee every American $10,000 a month.
What?
I'm going to give every American a job. On top of that, the $10,000 gravy, tax-free. I'm going to give them a free electric car, and I'm going to give them a free vacation, 2 weeks in Disney World every year. And Disney's going to pay for it. And also, I'm going to give, in addition to paying off your college debt, your home debt, your credit card debt, I'm going to let you rack up a certain amount of debt that I'll also pay off for you before the election. So I'll say this in my platform, Dawn. Here's what I'll say. You will have the ability to go out and spend and rack up as much debt as you want starting from now until my inauguration, and then send me the bill and I will pay it for you. I will pay your credit card bills for you.
I mean,
this can't lose. This plan can't lose.
You have my vote.
You have your vote, yes. Right? And then I will win the Democrat nomination.
Yep.
And then at that point, so that I don't violate my non-disclosure agreement, I will be forced, of course.
This is Donald Trump, and you're listening to the Rich Zeoli Show.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button there.
That was an awkward moment there. That was a very awkward...
Sorry.
I mean, why not just get... You see, you got to keep upping the stakes with free stuff. That's the thing. You got to up the stakes. If I told every American, look, not only am I going to pay all the debt you have, I'm going to ask you to go into further debt. And then I'll pay that debt.
It's absurd.
You cannot tell me that this makes sense.
Anthony Mason is...
Yeah, so why, what about guaranteeing a job? Yeah, why the hell not? Sure. Yeah. All right. What? Yes. Pete Buttigieg. What's that?
Journalism.
Journalism. Yeah, that's the CBS, the gold standard of journalism, the Tiffany Network. Pete Buttigieg, he stood up there comparing climate change to the Great Depression and World War II. And then he went after not only straws, of course, but of course, one of my favorite foods in the history of Earth, the burger.
Not to act.
I think that it makes a lot of people feel very helpless
because yes, we can all do away with our plastic straws, and I haven't drank out of a straw for the past 6 months because I'm so worried about what's happening.
Wow, you, Allison Camerata, you have personally turned it around for all of us. Because you haven't drank out of a plastic straw in 6 months. I feel that the temperature is, the earth is cooling now as we speak. The ice is now doubling. That little, remember the little drowning little polar bear in the Al Gore movie, the cartoon polar bear who's drowning on the ice is disappearing? He's back. In fact, he just built an ice castle and a yogurt stand. Because you, Allison Camerata, have not drank out of a plastic straw in 6 months.
Because yes, we can all do away with our plastic straws, and I haven't drank out of a straw for the past 6 months.
Can you imagine? There are people in Africa who would love to have running water and just the ability to turn on a light switch in some parts of the developed world, and they go, "Is this broad serious? Really? She won't let me have electricity so that I can have running water and also be able to refrigerate my food so my family doesn't die. She doesn't want me to have electricity, but she's bragging about and she's virtue signaling because she doesn't use straws anymore. Is this lady for real?" Keep going, please.
What's happening in the ocean, but people feel helpless when it's something that existential.
Right, and
so
that's
what do you do about that?
That's one of the things I think the downside to us facing just how colossal of a challenge this is.
Right,
is it can feel paralyzing, but we can rise to meet this and be proud of it. That's part of what my climate plan is about. It's not only about all of the things we've got to do technologically and with regulation and so on.
And
it's about
banning.
Summoning the energies of this country to do something unbelievably hard. If you look at the moments when this country rose to a major challenge, overcoming the Great Depression, winning World War II, going to the moon, it required something out of all of us. And I think we could be standing taller. See, right now we're in a mode where we're thinking about it mostly through the perspective of guilt, from using a straw to eating a burger. Am I part of the problem? In a certain way, yes. But the most exciting thing is that we can all be part of the solution.
I don't know what the hell you just said, Pete Buttigieg, but I'm going to outdo you and say not only can we be part of the solution, I'm going to give you, I'll give every American a reusable straw program delivered to your door, compliments of me. And I'm going to give everybody, we'll do a beef burger buyback program, and I'll give you one of those dopey tasting Beyond Burgers.
They're delicious.
They're not delicious because they're not real burgers. The president, the union head of the Co-Workers Association, union head, climate plans must accommodate co-workers. Democratic presidential candidates seeking to address climate change must account for thousands of co-workers whose jobs are at risk because of mine closures and competition from cheaper natural gas, the head of the largest coal miners union said Wednesday. Cecil Roberts, president of the United Mine Workers of America, said the Green New Deal and other climate plans threaten union members' jobs and their families' standard of living. Quote, "I don't think it's a good starting point for Democrats eliminating union jobs. If they want to win elections, Democrats need a lot more union members as opposed to fewer." Now, I will tell you this. Donald Trump played it beautifully in 2016 by saying that he was going to reverse the war on coal. And he's done a lot on this issue, but it takes time and it takes a lot of time. I've talked to people who have told us that there are towns in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and other places that are coming back now because they've stopped the war on coal. But think about it from this. You know that if he gets reelected, he's going to keep fighting for their jobs. If Democrats get elected, their jobs are gone. So whether or not he has officially brought the coal industry back in its full form, because that's how the AP spins this, right? The AP spins this by saying coal's not back, nobody saved coal. That's how CNN spins it too, right? You know one thing. Donald Trump gets reelected president. He's going to continue to fight for coal workers, coal miners, their jobs, their towns. He's going to continue fighting for them. It doesn't happen overnight. The war on coal lasted from the 8 years of the Obama administration. 8 years of the Obama-Biden administration. It takes a little time. And the media spins it as the union president says, coal's not back, nobody saved the coal industry. Dude, it takes a little bit of time here. But what the real story is the union president says to candidates, it is not a good place for Democrats to be to say you're going to destroy union jobs. That is where the Democrat Party is today. That's your Democrat Party. You mainliners with your Chablis, That's your party. You've gone from being the party that's the pro-union party, that blah, 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 to now be in the party that openly stands up and says, that job's gone, that job's gone, that job's gone, 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 gone. The dumbest political strategy I've ever heard. Meanwhile, the president has had workers, blue-collar workers, steel workers, coal workers, people working on cars, coming out and saying, left and right, this guy fights for us. This is about the economy. It's about jobs. It always has been about the economy and jobs. And the one guy who they thought had a chance to relate to the workers, Joe Biden, in that montage, once again committed general election political suicide. He cannot win Pennsylvania. He can't win Pennsylvania. Therefore, he cannot win the White House. Therefore, he cannot become president, period. So at that point, you might as well nominate Bernie Sanders so at least I can have some fun on the megaphone for the next year and a half. All right? At 855-839-1210 is the only show. We forgot to do the show open. I think we have to do that under the law or something like that. Is that like an FCC?
No.
We're doing an hour of nonstop talk. So
we can do it after you do your next live.
All right, I could do that. Why did I do this, though? Why didn't I say good morning to Dawn? It's 8:05 on a beautiful Friday morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Cloudy Friday. What do we have here? Almost 70 degrees, and that's the high today. I'll have the forecast in just a moment. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, Zioli Show News, brought to you by Christian Heating and Air Conditioning. So, the convicted cop killer who shot to death Philadelphia police officer Daniel Faulkner back in 1981 has, yes, filed yet another appeal, this time in Pennsylvania Superior Court. Back in the 80s, this convicted killer's name was Wesley Cook. You may know him by the new name that he changed his name to, Mumia Abu Jamal. So his lawyers say his original defense attorney did not properly cross-examine key witnesses. They claim the prosecution unconstitutionally suppressed evidence, that another eyewitness lied. They also claim they can prove it. District Attorney Larry Krasner supports this appeal. Faulkner's widow, Maureen Faulkner, a friend of the Zioli Show, has repeatedly for decades, left her home and has come and testified. She actually, at one point under the Corbett administration, signed something that she basically said, look, if you drop the death penalty, but this guy remains in prison, they cut a deal and he agreed to stay behind bars. And so she did that. And now this. So it's going to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. So we will watch this, obviously, very carefully. The nation watching a critical case in Philadelphia where a federal judge again heard arguments in the U.S. attorney's lawsuit to stop the nonprofit Safe House from opening a so-called safe injection site in Philadelphia. So the judge says this is really a narrow issue of whether there is such a thing as a safe injection site. U.S. attorney for Philadelphia William McSwain, who brought this suit, argued the wording of this law is self-evident. If you want to know who wrote that law, you want to listen to the podcast. Rich Zioli is probably one of the few people who reveals the author of that law. Very interesting, running for president right now. And surprising news for vegetarians and vegans, a new study says that meat-free diets, which are typically mean, you know, better health, better heart health, may actually have a higher risk of stroke than those who eat meat. Obviously, I'm doing this story for Zioli, who eats meat, and Stocker, who doesn't. And I don't, but
well, that's because Dawn, yeah. you know the stories to get me. Sorry, I was taking a breath because my side hurts from lifting that stupid water bottle.
I can't believe you lifted that.
I know I should have done that.
Any number of people would have lifted that.
Now
you're
gonna,
you probably popped like 10 stitches.
I'm not supposed to lift more than 10 pounds, and now I'm like in serious pain. So. Well, back to urgent care I go.
Yes, back to the hospitals. You know, by the way, I'm not happy because
why?
You know, I get ESPN. The reason that I've subscribed to ESPN magazine.
To see fat, naked football players.
No. The naked issue. Okay. And right. It didn't come to the house because usually you get it. It hits the newsstands today.
Right.
Okay. And some of our, you know, obviously the home opener is this Sunday, the Eagles versus the Redskins. But today is the final hard copy edition ever of ESPN magazine. It's going to go, you know, just on the internet.
Okay.
So it's a very collectible situation with some of our Eagles naked.
What are you upset about?
Because I want, you know, I wasn't even going to open it or look at it. I just want the collectible, you know, this is collectible.
Oh, okay.
That's it? A porch pirate stole my naked.
Oh, because they stole it. Well, you have the Ring video doorbell. Why don't you just find out who it is and call the police?
I know.
Why can't you do that?
I think they must have ducked down.
All right. Well, if somebody wants to impress Dawn Stensland, go out and buy her the ESPN Fat Naked Football Player Edition and send it to
her.
They're
not fat. They're very, they have very tight ends. You know, they're looking good.
But you said no Peters?
No Peters. No Peters. Is a Johnson.
Okay.
Okay. Here's eyewitness weather.
Oh, my God. What is happening?
There is a big Johnson. I'm, Lane Johnson.
No, I get.
It's better coming out of her mouth than my mouth. I'm not saying.
But I'm bump. Eyewitness weather. Dorian delivers clouds, wind, and a bit of rain today. It's going to be pretty windy, 30 miles an hour inland, but up to 45 mile an hour gusts at the shore, and coastal flooding possible. And here's the thing, dangerous rip currents and very heavy surf. So those warnings and alerts, stay out of the water. It's freezing cold anyway. It's Christian Heating and Air Conditioning's 30th anniversary. That means they celebrate. You save big. Call and schedule your AC tune-up. Ask about their exclusive specials and seasonal installation rebates. Call Christian today, 888-2-CHRISTIAN, or log on to ChristianHVAC.com. Dawn Zioli Show News, radio.com app.
The Rich Zioli Show on your schedule.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Zioli Show podcast.
Now, the law that Dawn mentioned regarding the Philadelphia Safe House. Shockingly enough, as I got here at work today at 6:18 a.m.,
you'd been on the air nearly an hour by then, silly.
So I read the story of the safe injection sites in Philadelphia. Now, before you, my friends in Ohio, think this is a local issue that doesn't affect them and change the station, not they ever would. Will crack house statute move the needle? The story is how there was a bill passed in the 1980s that prohibited crack houses, and that is what the feds are using in court to say that Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia, cannot have a safe heroin injection site. Okay, now what the article in the Inquirer, written by Jeremy Roebuck, does not mention is who the author of that bill was in the 1980s. Now, it's ironic because the author of the crack house bill actually has a campaign office for president in Philadelphia, like right down the street from here. It's also ironic because Ed Rendell, the former mayor, the former governor, the former DNC chairman, who's supporting that former author of the crack bill, is the guy behind the safe injection site houses. Here is a audio of that author of the crack house bill, whose name is unknown to the Philadelphia press corps for whatever reason, bragging about being the sponsor of the crack house law and also proposing even more further crackdowns. Take a listen.
If I were governor of my state or mayor of my town, I would be passing new ordinances relating to stiff criminal penalties for anyone who held a rave, the promoter, the guy who owned the building. I would put the son of a gun in jail. I would change the law.
Oh, man.
There's no doubt about where these raves are. In the middle of the desert. Arrest the promoter.
Stop. My sides are hurting too much. So this is Joe Biden has changed positions on every position. This is when he was tough guy Joe Biden, you know, when he was Sheriff Joe Biden and he wanted to put everybody in jail. So he's going on. Raves were an issue, apparently, at this point. This is from the 90s. Is it? You know how long it took me to find this, by the way? 30 seconds on Google to find this. And then I sent it to Joe and Greg, Greg and Joe, and I said, guys, figure it out. Find the audio. Can you explain to me why nobody in the Philadelphia press corps can figure out the freaking Google machine? Why they can't? Because I'd like to know this. Does Joe Biden support safe injection sites? Yes or no? I'd like to know, because it's his bill, his crack house statute that the feds are using to say we can't have a safe injection site. So this is Biden from the 90s going on about raves. Raves. The big societal problem of raves. You remember those days of the raves? You'd go there, and I guess, what would you do at a rave? You'd
take ecstasy.
Ecstasy,
and,
right.
And, you know, have glow sticks. And
right.
Touch yes. one another.
The big scourge of the rave, the rave epidemic in America. You remember those good, the good old days, Dawn? I miss those days.
I never did the ecstasy.
Never did the X. I never did the lighted the glow stick.
No.
At my raves.
You used to be able to break them in half, and all the like stuff could go all over your hands, and you could, you know, glow in the dark. It was fun.
This guy is amazing to me. So here he is bragging about now, and then he's going to go after the guys who have raves. This is Mr. Crackhouse statue, Joe Biden.
If I were governor of my state or mayor of my town, I would be passing new ordinances relating to stiff criminal penalties for anyone who held a rave. The promoter, the guy who owned the building. I would put the son of a gun in jail. I would change the law. There's no doubt about where these raves are. In the middle of the desert. Arrest the promoter. Find a rationale unrelated to drugs. Keeping an unsafe. For example, I'm the guy who authored the crack house legislation.
Thank
we
you.
We can use the crack house legislation to tear down these buildings.
Stop for a second. Stop for a second.
That was the end of the clip.
Do you think I might? I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that there's not another talk show host who can pull this off on the fly like that, right?
No,
I don't prep for the show, Dawn, so all this has to happen on the fly.
Just stop.
How many talk show hosts? There's not a single one that can just on the fly go, oh, you want the crack house? Well, buy it. And then find the audio. We did this all on the fly, right? See, and I know what happens. After the show, I get the lecture of this could have been different or that could have been different. Yeah, if I had prepared, I guess. But I can't. Don't even know how to prepare. I can't change my own oil. But somehow we find it. We figure it out. Dawn, did you hear that at the very end of that clip? Greg, could you please again, if you would, Mr. Engineer. Mr. Engineer, please, if you could just play that part again for us, please.
I'm the guy who authored the crack house legislation.
Now,
we can use the crack house legislation to tear down these buildings.
In my formerly crack-stained fingers, I have it right here. Philadelphia Daily News. Will crack house statute move the needle? He's the guy that authored the bill. So I would like to know why it is that the National Press Corps is not asking Joe Biden if he supports the idea of safe injection sites. Can somebody explain to me why the author of the crack house bill, since the crack house bill is what the federal government is using to say it is illegal for cities to have safe injection sites, why they are not asking the guy who wrote the crack house bill if that was his intent when he wrote the bill?
I'm the guy who authored the crack house legislation. We can use the crack house legislation to tear down these buildings.
It's funny because Andrew McSwain, the United States attorney, he's using the crack house legislation to stop the safe injection sites. Do you agree with him, sir? How hard is this? How hard is this?
Very busy.
They're very busy. Yeah, the press corps is very busy. Sharpie gate, Dawn, you understand? There is Sharpie gate.
They choose not to. And imagine if you're Bill McSwain right now. You know, if you're him, I would love to be the bug on the wall in his office.
Right.
Right. And just, you know, just go through this, that the media clearly chooses not to cover certain things.
Yeah.
Also, it's not, I mean, Joe Biden, Ed Rendell, it's not like they're local, you know, like,
no.
This is, it's national, like they're national politicians well, that nobody in this area knows. Who.
It's not like Joe Biden opened his campaign office right down
there.
The street and that and Ed Rendell is chairman of the campaign and also of the safe house, the safe injection sites. But, you know, Dawn, to your point, it makes me think perhaps they don't want to ask Joe Biden because they don't want to have to make the guy go on record supporting or opposing safe injection sites. Right? Hello? Dawn?
No, that's right.
Okay.
No, you're absolutely right. No, I thought he was being rhetorical.
Oh, sorry.
I was like waiting for this.
Dawn, yeah, yes.
We've only been working together for 5 years. It takes time.
No, I'm so
sorry.
Into
I'm
your
in
thing.
So much pain right now.
Like, I know.
I can't even tell
he's
you. I'm like,
he's lifting the huge
like
water
over.
Tank.
Is that really from lifting the?
Yes, I'm sure you ripped a stitch. You got to go to Cooper right
ripped
after
a
this.
Stitch. A
doctor told me not to lift more than 10 pounds. That water
that thing is like 80 pounds.
It's like 80 pounds.
Oh my gosh!
But I wanted my tea. I needed my tea.
All you could have, you could have just yelled down the hall.
I know. But this is my problem. And Mama Zioli's listening, and I know I'm going to get a lecture when I get home.
Be rich.
Rich.
She's
rich.
Writing a letter to Entercom right now.
Careful. Oh, be careful, baby.
Oh, well, you got to be careful. Hurricane Jean blew into my house. Oh.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Okay, 855-839-1210. Oh, man. It's so much fun. It's too fun. So Sharpiegate is what the media is actually focused on. This is now the idea that the president took a black Sharpie to show the potential path of a storm that kept changing paths 750 times. Everybody was where the storm could go. It could go this way, move this way. Part of the reason why Mama Zioli fled South Carolina is because they were told that they should get out. There were people that left Florida. They were told they should leave. The hurricane track kept changing. The president used this Sharpie allegedly to show the potential path of the storm of the hurricane. And now the media has decided that this is worse than Watergate. They couldn't get him on Russia. They couldn't get him on collusion. They couldn't get him on the Emoluments Clause. They couldn't get him on the 25th Amendment. But now they'll get him on Sharpiegate. Yes, now this will bring him down. Cut 7.
Now, the government's National Hurricane Center, which issues that map, never said Alabama was threatened. Oddly enough, knowingly misrepresenting a government weather forecast is a crime, and it's punishable by up to 90 days in prison.
Whoever knowingly issues or publishes any counterfeit weather forecast or warning of weather conditions falsely representing such forecast or warning
stop,
to have...
Stop. This is Lawrence O'Donnell now. I love it. This is Lawrence O'Donnell. Remember, this is Watergate with Russia every 5 minutes. Remember,
yes.
this is...
Stop the hammering.
Right. This is the stop the hammering guy, right? This guy, this nut job, who every 5 minutes...
Stop the hammering!
This is Watergate, now with Sharpiegate. Go ahead.
Whoever knowingly issues or publishes any counterfeit weather forecast or warning of weather conditions falsely representing such forecast or warning to have been issued or published by the Weather Bureau, United States Signal Service, or other branch of the government service.
There's also U.S. statute on false
this
weather
is Mika.
Reports.
Yeah.
Is that worth noting, given the fact that I think the president might have given out a false weather report?
By the way, it's against the law to knowingly issue or publish a false weather forecast.
Shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 90 days or both.
So, like, has every meteorologist ever served some jail time? John Belaris is still in jail for storm of the century.
It was so nice of them to let those Russian girls in for a conjugal visit. That was so nice of the feds to let them in. Yeah, that's actually what Karen Hepp's worried about. That time she said everybody was going to die in Rochester.
Yes.
She's from Rochester. And everybody was going to die with that storm. That's why she's actually. So that's yes, right. Now, this I love here. Howard Kurtz from Fox News, he wrote this piece. He says here, perfect storm, media pound Trump over Sharpiegate. Hurricane map. There is something seemingly ludicrous in the media obsessing over a squiggle drawn in a map with a black Sharpie, especially with millions in the path of a destructive hurricane. And yet the Category 5 controversy must be added to the list of disputes that Donald Trump has brought upon himself. Excuse me. You can hear the media call for a special prosecutor as the president denied knowing who drew a crude black bubble on a days-old National Weather Service map to include a sliver of Alabama in the storm's potential path. The amazing thing about this, of course, is that the media showed the potential forecast 750 different times an hour, probably, would you say? Like it could go here, it could go here.
Oh, yeah, they show the path and the potential path, so they have all these lines. The purple
right.
line could go here, and the green line, and the red line.
Yeah.
So, there was at one, I think at one point, part of Alabama, there might have been a purple line through it or whatever.
Well, this is what's going to get him. I mean, this is a federal special prosecutor, 25th Amendment. This is worse than Watergate now, isn't it?
Is the 25th Amendment bad?
It's worse, actually. It's worse. What's that?
What happened to that guy?
Yeah, where is that guy?
He was going to bring down Trump.
He was going to bring down Trump, too.
With the book that he wrote.
CNN's Jim Acosta made a rare moment of promoting his book that I believe now you can get for 99 cents in the Kindle store. He took time from his journalist internment camp where he's serving hard labor. I saw him just the other day, Dawn. He was at journalist internment camp. They had him on the side of the road moving rocks, working on the chain gang. Remember that song? But you know that's the sound of a man working on the chain.
He's singing now.
This is CNN's Jim Acosta.
Let's go to our chief White House correspondent,
yes.
Jim Acosta. Jim, the president just won't admit he was wrong.
That's right, Wolf. And White House officials are digging in their heels over President Trump's use of an altered map to justify his false statements that Hurricane Dorian was posing a threat to the state of Alabama. It was a reality-bending move that appears to jump the Sharpie.
Stop.
Jump.
Yes. Let it linger. Just let it linger for a second. All right. Now, what was he referencing? Go ahead.
Jump the shark.
Right, which is the old saying. Of, remember, it's from Happy Days, where Fonzie jumped over a pool of sharks. Right,
yes.
on a
like Evel Knievel. Like, yeah, he jumped over it on water skis.
And Stern used to have on that television critic, right?
John Hine. Yes,
and he's the one who coined the phrase, if I'm not mistaken.
Jump the shark.
When a show jumps the shark, when it does something so stupid that it's the end of the show, basically, right? And we've all seen that before, and that's become a common term in our,
yes.
I think, colloquialism now. Yeah. And that's where it comes from. It comes from that episode of Happy Days.
Yes.
They said that was basically the end of Happy Days, you know, when that happened.
Jump the shark.
All right? One more time.
A reality-bending move that appears to jump the Sharpie.
If he's not in prison, can we put him in prison for that? Is it possible that we could put him in prison for that? They've been promising this journalist internment camp now for years, and that he'd be rounding up journalists and putting them into hard labor camps. As much as I support the First Amendment, I want to see it for that reason right there. Just that reason.
Jump the Sharpie.
I want to take a Sharpie to my neck and stab my neck with a Sharpie. Stop. And end it. That's what I want to do. By the way, when are they going to ban Sharpies? Aren't they made of plastic? How many Sharpies are at the bottom of the ocean is my question.
And the ink, you know, probably, I don't know, has something they can complain about.
I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Because remember, Dawn, what we were fighting for here with Bernie Sanders. And this is very important. I think we should play it again. What we are fighting for here is no less, Dawn, than what's at stake here. Well, for the original cut three, Bernie Sanders now.
But in terms of this issue, I don't know how any sane person cannot put it at the very, very top of the list. So let me state it again. We are, in my view, not in my view, in the view of the scientists who have studied this issue the most, we are fighting for the survival of the planet Earth. Our only planet.
Our only planet in the solar system. So if we don't get this right, there's nowhere else to go. Now, Dawn, we had a little bit of inspiration earlier in the show. Yes. We have the exclusive director's cut, DVD director's cut exclusive of the movie Independence Day, the famous speech given by the president. Who was the actor that played him again?
Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman, I believe, still goes down as the greatest speech in presidential history, besides Reagan's tear down this wall speech. The speech by the president in Independence Day, this is the exclusive now, Dawn, director's cut. You'll only hear here on the Scioli Show.
Today is the 4th of July.
So let me state it again.
And you will once again be fighting for our freedom.
We are fighting for the survival of the planet Earth.
Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation.
Our only planet.
We're fighting for our right to live.
How is this not a major priority? It must be a major priority.
And should we win the day? The 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday.
Did I say that?
Well,
yeah, I did.
Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Whoa.
I had to add that at the end. This very little. This is the craziest time we've ever lived in. I mean, ever. 855-839-1210. I don't know. I'm going to miss this weekend. I'm going to miss doing this weekend. But we do have the Eagles home opener on Sunday, so we got that to look forward to as well. If you're wondering, I'm going to tell you why CNN, they're such absolute hypocrites.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.